When Karen went home from the hospital, the hand, this new hand with a mind of its own, went with her. Sometimes the hand was okay, but a lot of the time it would contradict her.
If I'm drinking a cup of coffee, it'll dump the coffee out.
Or God forbid, Karen said something it didn't like.
Smacked me right across my face.
Your own hand.
Yeah, right across my face, right across my face.
Sometimes it would hit her so hard it left her black and blue. Her problem, the doctors explained, was something called alien hand syndrome. See, to cure her epilepsy, they'd had to separate the two halves of her brain.
Brain was split in half.
They'd cut right down the center between the two hemispheres through this wide, flat bundle of neural fiber with one of those very brainy-sounding names.
Corpus callosum, yeah.
It's like the thing that gets the two halves to speak to each other?
Yeah.
So without her corpus callosum, her right hemisphere and her left hemisphere weren't communicating very well. Her right hand seemed to be getting directions from her left hemisphere and one part of herself, and her left hand, this new alien hand, seemed to be getting directions from the right hemisphere, which had different goals. There was no unified self acting altogether. Part of her followed one half of her brain and part of her the other. So what Karen got to see, probably more clearly than most of us, was that there really were very different parts of her.